Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 77 for Friday, October 23rd, 2015.
Murphy is a pals, Papa Sven, and Gargoyles.
James on the axe in the background. Howdy do, folks. It's Sven.
Los Smurfos. Welcome to the All That Glitters Is Not Smurfy version of the Weekly Dose of Fat. It's my privilege to introduce the inspiration for Madonna's pop hit, Lucky Star, Mr. J.K. Levine.
I am the starlight, star bright, the star she saw that night. Wish I might.
Fat Bike Radio. And the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly Bikes. And show number 77 is brought to you by Surly's new 8 and 24 pack racks.
It's a lot of numbers.
No math. I don't bite the math.
Well, you can check out all of Surly's bicycle doodads and time machines at SurlyBikes.com.
So wait, why do we call this meeting of the Gnome Council?
Well, we'll be talking with our Smurfy goodnesses of the Fat Bike Berkey with the executive director, Ben Pop. We'll take calls from our Smurfy listeners about this week's Smurfy question.
Smurf.
We share fat and Smurf bike news in the Fatty Farms Field Smurf.
Smurf.
We may just be sniffing provocative European swimwear. I'm speaking of sling Smurfy things. This just in from Smurfafore, Singapore. The Singapore will now be referred to as Koala Coolers with a Smurfy Z.
Man, I don't know how that Smurf bit worked.
I thought it was pretty smurfy.
It was smurfalicious.
I'm tired.
Speaking of smurfy.
I need a beer. Oh. Clink.
Cheers. Hey, how many Smurfs actually have beards?
Papa Smurf has
Papa
a beard.
Papa Smurf,
man,
has a beard. And so does JK, Gomez, and Sven, and even James. We're all bearded today. Beards are making a comeback here at Fat Bike Radio.
Uh-oh.
I'll say I'm still mustachy.
Yeah, well, there's still stubble. It's an alleged beard. It's a beard in training. And
it's also Marty McFly Day, right?
Yeah. I guess this is the day he went into in the future.
I swear he went back, Marty.
Yeah. At 4:29 p.m., I believe, is when they popped through the time warp.
Yes, and the Cubs won the World Series.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's weird. Because they're in the playoffs.
Well, yeah. They didn't say, oh, they're in the NLDS about to be eliminated. Then, and only then.
Hey, we do have a caller on the line.
Uh-oh.
Should we take a quick break here? And then we'll grab the caller and see what's up.
All right. Sounds good.
James can take us out with a little riffing over there.
Kevin Breitenbach from Fairbanks, Alaska. I ride bikes fast, and I listen to Fat Bike Radio with Sven and Gomez.
Up in the great white north, they make bikes for every trail and every season. RSD guarantees you'll have a smoking good time carving lines with their fatty mare. Next season, the big guy gets new builds with an optional Bluto fork up front, 1x11 setups, and new colors too. The most playful fatty on the market still clocks in under 30 pounds for less than 2 grand. Or talk to your RSD bike dealer about any of the trick new options. And always keep the rubber side down.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Cool.
Hello.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're on the phone with
Travis.
Travis calling from the AK.
Travis, my man. What's up, dude?
How you guys been?
Just getting ready to take a phone call from Mr. Ben Pop up there at the Fat Bike Berkey so you can start making your travel plans.
Yeah, we've just been missing you terribly. I think that's why I've been blue, why I've had to go on those long, lonely rides by myself.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Man. Yeah.
You want to hang on the line, Travis, while we talk to Mr. Ben?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. All right. Hey, welcome to Fat Bike Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is Ben Pop from the Berkey.
There's Ben. We were just talking about you briefly there with Mr. Travis from Alaska. He's one of our fat bike ambassadors from up there. He's going to just hang out in the background and try to free up his itinerary.
So welcome to the show, Ben.
Fantastic. You know, it's good stuff. We saw our first few snowflakes here in the north woods of Wisconsin, so it's coming before you know it. Winter's on its way.
Super. So what's your official position up there at the Fat Bike Berkey so our listeners can get the cred of the man we're talking to?
So I am the executive director of the American Berkebiner, which is, of course, the Fat Bike Berkey, but then also the Berkebiner ski race. And then we have a marathon in the fall and a few other events. And so,
cool.
As scary as it may be, that's the story.
So you know all about putting on races with lots of people in them.
Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of exciting because, I mean, you have something like the ski race, the Berkebiner, which is now up to about 13,000 folks ski racing. But the thing about the Fat Bike Berkey, which is, this will only be my second or third year coming up, that, you know, it's growing so fast. And obviously, Hayward and northern Wisconsin is in the Kamba, the single track, the mountain bike trails are growing super fast, but the fat bike thing here is really exciting, and it's actually the thing that's growing the fastest in this area. And this year there'll be about 50 miles of groomed single track this winter with Berkey and Kamba, the mountain bike association up here. So it's exciting to sort of see this growth because it's going way faster than anything else, and keeps us on our toes, that's for sure.
Well, very cool. Now this year at the Fat Bike Berkey, there's going to be a new start-finish area, right?
Yeah, you know, Telmark is sort of in flux, as many people know, where we started the resort, where we started the last few years. And this year there's actually going to be a large ski race going on there at the same time for Junior Nationals, which is sort of the best junior skiers from around the U.S.
And cool.
It affects just the very start line where we had started before, right at the lodge.
Right.
And so we started talking with some of the fat bikers here and a bunch of the mountain bikers and said, hey, you know what? What if we did a lot or something similar to the Short and Fat, like Gary does for the Fat Tire Festival? And what if we started in downtown Cable? You know, the businesses are there. It's just kind of a super cool vibe.
Oh, yeah.
And rolled down Randy Sack and got on the Berkey Trail and did the race and then rolled back into Cable. And they were super excited about it, so we went to town board and view the folks here, and they said, hey, we'd love to have you in downtown Cable.
Very cool.
Yeah, we just finished up some of the details, and so it'll be changes the distances a little bit. Actually, the long race now goes up to about 48.5 kilometers.
Right on. Yeah, that's great.
Cool.
And the short one will be about 22. So it'll be a good event, and I think it's going to create a little bit better start because we have about almost a mile or so on the road, Randy Sack Road, as they roll out, and just to give it a little bit better, smoother start, and then onto the ski trail.
Wow, that's cool. And now there's a new crit on Friday night too that precedes the Berkey, right?
So, you know, we just thought, you know, look, here's this. There's 1,000 people coming to do fat bike racing in northern Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great that Saturday is, you know, there's a ton of racing going on. But let's try and make it a little bit more. And Kevin Ishog, the freewheel owner, said, hey, what if we put on a crit? And so we looked at downtown Cable, and we figured out a course that well, you know, it'll end up being about 4.5 or 5 minutes in duration, the loop.
Mm-hmm.
And so the expo and the bib registration and all that's going to be right in downtown Cable, and there's enough room to put on this Fat Bike Crit. So we're going to be able to on Friday evening. There'll be a novice crit that'll be at 4:30, and then a lot of people bring kids, of course, and we thought, you know, it's important to try and get as many people involved as possible and families, and so there'll be a kids crit.
Oh, man, five, yeah, you got to do like a Strider bike.
Yeah, something. Strider bike crit.
I would love to see Strider bike racing.
And, so we're hoping to get a little purse together so that, you know, $200 or $300 for the winners of each of the events, and so that hopefully we can... We'll likely have to limit the field a little bit smaller this year for the crit. Just, we don't want it to be a bad experience and just suck.
So I think it'll be a great thing for people that want to come and look at it too, as spectators. You know, so our listeners should be packing their cowbells and going up there on Friday night to watch the more elite racers go head to head at this. At this Friday night crit, do you have a title for that event, or is it just the Fat Bike Berkey crit?
You know, right now it's still the expert crit at 5:30 p.m.
Gotcha. There you go.
No, we don't yet, and it's going to likely be 25 minutes plus one lap, so it'll be pretty short and sweet. And you know, we don't want to get them too tired before Saturday morning. And
Well, that sounds cool. And then after everything winds down there in downtown, then we're going to have an after party at the Sawmill with the trail folks there, the Canva folks, and fatbike.com is going to help host that party. And
Sven and Gomez live in your neighborhood.
There you go. Then we're going to MC a little bit and, I don't know, bust out some rhymes.
Maybe Drop the boss.
Have lots of prizes.
Yeah, bring the prize wagon in. So, and then do you guys have anything on the agenda for Sunday, Ben?
You know, Sunday there's always the exact schedule is not set up yet, but typically, and we will again this year, there'll be 5 or 6 different group rides that'll go out. A lot of the guys that come in and race are willing to lead ride Sunday morning.
Oh, cool.
I know there's a group of the head guys that are for sure going to be doing 2 or 3 rides. There'll be a single track ride. There'll be one on one of the north end ski trails of the Berkey Trail. Mm-hmm. And so there'll be a group rides leading out of Cable and Sealy Sunday morning so that people can go out and, you know, ride for an hour and a half or two after doing a little throwdown on Saturday and enjoy the Northwoods.
Well, cool. We're going to pick out one of those rides and make it the fun ride.
Of course. It's got to be a fun ride.
With Sven and Gomez at the back of the pack.
Yeah. Well, you know, races need coverage from the rear as well, for sure. So we talked some before about the race distance changing a little bit, getting a little longer. What have you decided to do on entry limits for both of the fat bike events on Saturday?
Yeah, so the entry limit in total is 1,000, and we're actually, we're just updating and getting pretty close. We're at about 700 or something like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll end up being about 600 and 400 based on the percentages right now. And one of the things that the downtown start cable gives us is 2 completely separate courses. Everything but about the first 6 kilometers. And last year it was hard because the last about 8K were on a combined course, and it got greasy and slippery, and it was pretty tricky for those long riders coming in. So this way we're going to have hopefully actually lower numbers on each of the different courses so that it hopefully the integrity of the snow hangs in there and it doesn't get too dicey and slippery. So it looks like right now about 400 in the short race and 600 in the long races is kind of how the percentages are breaking out.
So are the shared sections of the trail more at the beginning of the race then?
Right.
Yeah, right at the very beginning.
Are. Okay. Yep, yeah. Exactly. They're at the beginning so that especially as people are coming back and they're tired, they're going to be on separate courses that are, you know, they'll still be firm and not ridden on by. You know, that was the problem last year. The long course, as they rode back in, a majority of the short course guys had already ridden it in, and then it was, as you remember, greasy and slippery and broken down, and it got a little dicey there on the way back in.
Right. So oh yeah, we actually
separating the courses.
We interviewed both Will Ross and Ned Overend about it, and so we got the full story. And
they were kind of giggling about it a little bit, though.
It was the rough course at the end really was kind of advantage Will Ross because he's from Alaska and they don't ride on groomed stuff. They ride on just snow machine pack stuff, and it was a course for the young man that day.
Yep.
So we really appreciate your time calling us and being on the show and bringing the Fat Bike Burka. We both look forward to coming up and covering it and getting some interviews and giving you a big old sweaty hug sometime that weekend, maybe a high five or two.
And of course, there's
love it, love it. Well, thank you guys, and look forward to seeing you in the Northwoods sooner than later.
Right on, Ben. We've got we'll have your website link in the notes, and people can get all their information there at the Burka website and get registered because it sounds like it's going really fast.
It is. It is. Well, thank you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Thank you. We'll be right back with next week's call-in question after a word from our sponsors.
When it comes to fat bikes, Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois has you covered. They stock fatties from Surly, Salsa, 907, Borealis, and Trek, as well as everything from 45 North. The staff is friendly, the mechanics are top-notch, and they stock the largest selection of fat bikes in the Chicago-Milwaukee area. There's a mountain bike park and some great beach riding in Zion, so come, make a day of it. Call 847-746-2200 or visit zioncyclery.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
And we are back. Hey, JK, what is next week's call-in question? Unless Travis has a better one.
you're on the on-deck circle, Travis.
Right, Travis, in the next 15 to 20 seconds, think of a question in case ours gets the thumbs down.
Ours sucks because I'm...
Sam Squanch! What would you do if you met one face-to-face, on steed or off steed? If you or... No, and have seen the Sam Squanch. Please call and talk to us. We'll be in the shed. Call us next Wednesday from 8 to 9 Central Standard to 818-918-2453, and let's discuss it.
Live and on tape and stuff.
Live in front of us. Live so studio is ostrich.
Isn't that a dumbass question, Travis?
It's about Sasquatch, man. No, that's great.
All right, we're going with it. If you ran into Sam Squanch in the woods,
what would you do?
Would you take his, what is that, a jack link or something away from him?
See, I would see like...
messing with Sam Squanch.
Are you a girl Sam Squanch or are you a boy Sam Squanch?
Boom!
I might like give a girl Sam Squanch an epilady or something and then run. But a man Sam Squanch, I might just...
You are so... handsome looking today.
You look really nice today, Mr. Sam Squanch.
All right.
So, Travis, tell me true. What kind of tradition would you suggest we adopt for Global Fat Bike Day?
That's a tough one, man.
I haven't really
thought about it at all. I'm going to say, I assume it already is in a lot of places. Bonfires and beer seem like a good tradition.
Bonfire? That's a good idea. See, no, that's good sense. Yeah. It's probably cold there in Alaska. So a bonfire would be a nice idea. It's cold.
And it's just cool.
Yeah. Plus you get the burn stuff.
Exactly.
All right, bonfire. Add that to the list.
What's happening up there besides thinking about Global Fat Bike Day traditions?
Oh, I got the bike in the shop, getting the Bluto put on. So nice. That's pretty big in my fat bike world. And I actually got to go down and test ride the Skookum today.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Tell us about it.
And that was really, yeah, that is a really nice ride. Very lively.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun.
I didn't get to ride it.
Maybe you will someday.
Maybe. Maybe. So is yours on order? Are you getting the green one or the white one?
Yeah, that's not in the budget right now. I think the wife would kill me if I came home with a skookum.
But it's skookum, honey. Yeah. I'll give you skookum upside
your
head.
This is the plus one. I needed my bike plus one. This is my bike plus one.
Well.
Right. And, yeah, she'd get jealous and I'd have to go buy her one.
Oh, well.
To just plan ahead and have two of them.
Yeah.
It was strategic budgeting.
Look,
there.
Honey, we're more in debt.
But we're having more fun.
But
it's worth it.
We got cool rides. So are we going to slide on into the Smurfy Farm field report?
Might as well.
Let's all slide on down.
This particular week's Smurfy Farm field report is sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. Check out Uncle Richard Dick and all of his friends at UncleDicksBikeShop.com.
Uncle Dick, he's our man.
If he can't do it, no one can.
He's ripping off the roof. James came in and he tore it up at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we're gonna try and feature James another couple of shows down the road when we get our technical chops all in a row.
Holy crud! He ripped it up.
Yep.
Speaking of ripping it up, hey, man, I've been riding this Richie Commando that came in for testing. Oh, my God. I like that bike. I eat Chihuahua.
And I know you coveted it since we've seen it in various guises.
Well, and I actually rode it at the outdoor demo, and I was like, hey, this bike is for me. You know, I was like, all right, that was my favorite thing that I rode. And then I brought it to my home trail, and it was just like, wow. Yeah. It was like, oh, man, this thing is just such a ripper. Holy crap. I can't wait to get, like, just easy-rolling medium knob tires on there, because there's a Larry on the front and a Nate on the back. Nate's, like, super knobby. Larry's not quite so knobby. Not quite enough knob, but I tell you what, I learned this week, it was like, man, there's nothing wrong with a Larry. Larry just rolls.
Yep.
Does pretty well on the front.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been running about 8.5 PSI. And the thing is just, I don't get any tire rub. I don't get any crank rub, you know, because it's a lightweight steel Richie Logic tubed bike. So I was a little concerned that I would have too much heft for it, but it is compliant, but not flexy.
Made not, for the new Svelte Gomez.
Yeah, well, I am lighter.
You're becoming Svelte-ificated.
I'm trying.
Well, it's back to the... Am I looking at the Polaroid?
Back to the future.
You're fading away, Gomez. You're fading away.
Oh, my God. But you can still smell me. So I really like that bike. So more testing to come. We're gonna put it in the studio next week, and you'll see a product spotlight after we... Take some glam shots of
glam.
It, because it is part of damn good looking, too.
Right on.
But you guys should be checking out our Instagram feed. It's hashtag FATBIKEDOTCOM, fatbike.com, all spelled out, hashtag fatbike.com. All those letters.
Do it once and it works out.
Yeah. I put up stuff all the time of what we're testing, and you get kind of a sneak peek of what we're doing.
Sneak peek. All right. Well, I was... looking around at links today, and I ran across this thing from some market research firm called NPD, big outfit that does all kinds of market research on big companies and even industries like the biking industry. And one of the things they highlighted was that fat bike tire sales are up 600% since 2013.
Man.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Lots of people are buying fat bike tires. I assume that means they have fat bikes to put them on as well.
I got fat stacks of fat tires in my garage. But you know what I got fat stacks of? Are my Larry's and steel bead endos.
And even an endo or two, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I still run those endos on the beach.
Travis, did you ever come through the endo era when the endomorph was your tire of choice?
No.
You're a second gen fat biker.
So the first tire you rode were those ground controls, and those tires are just killer. Those tires are great.
Yeah, I love that tire. Interesting to see with that fast track or whatever, that 4-inch tire they got coming out.
I know. Yeah, we'll be getting a set of those on. We'll be testing an S-Works Fat Boy. So we have to. I don't know. Find somebody worthy of riding something like that.
Somebody worthy.
Well, yeah. I know if you need help.
Travis.
In the lower 48.
I'm on my knee.
You give and you give and you give, Travis. You know, that's why we love you. That's why we missed you so much over these past few weeks. So,
Yeah. Lower back went out. Out of town on a long-ass project. Yeah. There's not much bike time, but just getting back to it this week.
Cool.
So here in Wisconsin, some things have been revealed. There's a 3-race series called Snow Crown Wisconsin Fat Bike Race Series that our buddy George Kapitz up there at Broken Spoke is running. Those look pretty cool.
Yeah, he did a great job with the shell track already. So
right.
Puts on a good race.
And he also announced his Global Fat Bike Day celebration at the Love Shack up there in Traverse.
I understand there may be 2 Love Shacks if there's enough participants.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking that's where I'm going to end up this year.
Trivers, it's a good time. Just steer clear of Drunken Dave and.
Well, yeah, that's always sage advice. Drunken Dave, he does get a bit weepy. I'm just kidding. The other link that I thought was really cool in here is Boo Bicycles, the Zen of Boo, that whole woodworking deal. So that's James over there that does all the bamboo work, talking about bamboo.
I see. We got into the links.
Talking.
I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. We're rolling into the links.
I was like, where are we?
We're doing linkage.
We're waiting for a phone call, right?
Waiting for a phone call.
But the other thing here is this trailer for Off the Beaten Path. Anthony from First Tracks Productions sent us a sneak peek of this, and I think this is going to be one killer movie. I can't wait to see this.
I watched the first few seconds of it. I got to check out the trailer, but your description of it makes me want to watch the trailer.
Yeah, it's, you know, Pat Smadje and other really elite athletes riding in Iceland and Moab, and it's well done.
Cool.
So we'll be featuring some of the stills from that, and we're working with First Tracks Productions to help promote this film. It's really gonna be something special.
Check out the trailer.
Yeah.
Hey, we actually got some Plus Bike links this week too.
Nice.
Yeah, right. There's a bike from, I think they're called Hartley in the UK, the Demi Porker. It reminded me a lot of my Zaskar race bike, the triple triangle design.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really a cool-looking bike. It's got some utility bike-esque stuff. It's built on 27-plus tires, and I just think it's cool. It was specially made for someone, but I would take a look at it anyway because it's drool-worthy.
I've been talking to Preston from V-Tire about getting some of his the V-Tire plus bike tires in for testing. I specifically mentioned the Bulldozer 29-plus tire as something that
could make it onto your Krampus.
Yeah, that tire intrigues me. I know that it's not always been reviewed very well, but I always thought for the rear, that thing just was a roller.
Right on. What do we got coming up on the site next week for stories?
Well, my Washington story is about half-hatched. All my photos are finally in one folder, and I think I remember everybody's name. Just kidding.
I just know you.
So all that's going to be, and you know, it takes time to write a story that you really care about,
right?
For and sure. That is more complex. And I left my heart in Washington State and a lot of brain cells, but. Yeah, we got that coming in. We have the Advocate Cycles Watchman review that is also...
You had that one in Colorado?
Right. Yeah,
right.
I rode that bike for a month all in Colorado and in Wisconsin and in Utah. And that will be coming up. And then you have the first look at that
maybe
big green machine.
It was delayed this week.
Yeah.
I did make a couple changes to it already. I took the front rack off. And then I put a 5-inch Dillinger 5 on it on the front. I'm going to put one on the back too, getting it ready to try some of this idea of grooming when we get our first snow. But
killer.
I love those tires anyway. Mm-hmm. And the stock tires are serviceable, but I'd rather have Dilly 5s on there. So it may change shape and form as we move forward.
Indeed. So I'm thinking about tearing down Otis while I'm riding this commando. And, well, first of all, my seat...
just sounds so...
tearing down Otis.
So wrong.
Oh, Borg, leave Otis alone.
And the commando portion of it, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That whilst commando. I'm doing this whilst commando.
So my seat post is frozen inside my frame. So first of all, I gotta get that unstuck, and then maybe the bike will end up being purple, is what I'm trying to say.
Sounds good.
But Schmenzer over there is our engineer Schmenzer is telling us that we got a call.
Hey, welcome to the program. Hello. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Sean calling from New York.
Sean, we've been waiting for you to call, bro. How are you?
How are you?
Sean is here to answer the question of the week with our little pre-arranged Dealey Bob. So go ahead. Answer the question of the week. Well, we should probably tell them what
the question of the week is first, yeah.
What new tradition should we invent for Global Fat Bike Day?
All right. Well, here's my thought. I think that last year, my wife and I, we came up with a little something we call single track give back. And what that is it's an opportunity to bring bicyclists who, you know, like to ride single track, fat bikes, whatever, bring them together. And when they come together to join a ride, they bring a toy or a canned food item or a school product or something like that that they then donate. We then collect these, my wife and I, we then collect these and we take them and give them to local charitable organizations. And last year, we just missed the mark of Global Fat Bike Day by a couple days because we had just come up with the idea, but we were able to pull it together a few days after. It was December 10th of last year, and we asked for riders to come with toys, which we then donated to Toys for Tots. And we were able to collect 67 toys for that one particular event.
So you were saying about Toys for Tots. So your suggestion and our suggestion is going to be that people, at least in the U.S., adopt a toy drive. And it's purely voluntary. But we're going to do a contest to make it worth your while to do this toy drive. And Toys for Tots collects toys so that underprivileged children and children of military families are guaranteed to have toys under the tree, because there are kids in America that would face the holidays with nothing, no gifts under the tree. And I think that it never happened to me. I always had gifts under the tree, and I feel fortunate, and I know that I can afford a toy. And I think that many of us could afford a toy, and who doesn't love to go to a toy store? So when you're going to go to your Global Fat Bike Day, if you're the guy that organizes Global Fat Bike Day, we're going to run a contest, and the man or woman that runs the Global Fat Bike Day toy drive that gets the most toys wins a medium Surly Moonlander Special Ops, which is the green and yellow John Deere. Can't change sizes. You have to have the medium. The runner-up is going to win a 1UP USA 2-bike rack for a 2-inch hitch rack, so all the way up to 5-inch fat bikes. It's an awesome rack. And third place is going to get a prize package from Bontrager. They weren't quite sure what they had for us for prizes, but it's been going to be really good. Because
at least tires already, for sure.
At least tires already, right. We're going to run that, and we're going to have a story next week, which will feature links to the story we did on Sean's single track give back from last year. And it will talk and give you links of how you can organize this and work with Toys for Tots. Now, have you found out anything? Toys for Tots is run by the U.S. Marines.
That's correct. And they're in 50 states, Puerto Rico, and District of Columbia. So they're pretty much everywhere. And I think just to point on one thing, I mean, the reason that, you know, we went with single track give back was so that it kind of, you know, left it kind of vague in terms of, are you doing something for a holiday or whatever? So it means that you can apply it to whenever or wherever. So, you know, if you're somebody that doesn't necessarily, you know, celebrate Christmas, there's still kids out there and people that are in need. So it still provides an opportunity to go out and have fun with your friends on fat bikes and still do something good for, you know, the people in either the U.S. or globally that are in need.
Right. And it's purely voluntary. Not every Global Fat Bike Day has to have this. It's just something nice, charitable, and who can argue with giving toys to kids in need? You know, we're not going to give rich kids toys. They already have a bunch of toys. These are going to be the...
That would be it. That's bizarro land.
There are kids, you know, with parents in prison and God knows what. So people who need help. So we're going to try and help them, and that's going to be a good thing. And Sean is the cat that came up with the idea. And there was actually Derek Nobleman ran one of these last year, too, as well, right?
He did. And I actually just talked to him a little bit ago at Fitzgerald Bicycles in Idaho. Just asked him if it was, you know, cool if I mentioned him. But, yeah, he reached out to me a couple days after we did ours, and he was able to pull a single-track give-back together. We did ours on December 10th. He was able to pull one together by December 17th. And my wife, Janae, and I were fortunate enough to be able to attend when they were bringing all the toys back to Cycle Haven, which was his bike shop out on Long Island before moving out to Idaho and taking over Fitzgerald's. And they had well over 100 toys that, you know, they just were able to, you know, pull it together that quick and do that much good.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I did get confirmation from him that he's going to be doing it again out at Fitzgerald's this year in Idaho.
Now, have you had any luck putting together any other international organizations, like for riders over in Europe? Or should people just find a charity, an orphanage, or something that... for these toys to find a good home outside of the U.S.?
My recommendation, you know, if you're in the U.S., you know, go to toysfortots.org. There is a drop-down box that asks you which state you're in, and then it goes from there. Mm-hmm. And that will help you figure out where your toys need to go or who you need to contact. Obviously, Toys for Tots not being a global thing, but we have many global riders out there. I would say, you know, reach out to, you know, your local charitable organization, orphanage, what have you, and ask them, you know, what you can do to help them. You know, maybe they need toys and food or toys and school products, mm-hmm. so you can kind of mix and match and do something really good out there.
Well, that's good advice. Or a children's hospital or something like that would be a good good place to start. Well, we are going to have all the details in a post next week on the site, and we will revisit this in the coming weeks every week to encourage people to...
People to...
collect toys.
I was waiting for a revelation.
I know, there was no problem.
Oh, I thought you had gas or something.
For real?
Guy.
For real? His lordship's brain is so small. Anyway, so thanks for calling. Do you have any other questions for us, Sean?
No, I just want to say, you know, thanks for all that you guys do. And I really appreciate you supporting this and getting the word out. And really look forward to seeing, you know, what we make of this. And I'd like to thank everybody that, you know, you were able to get to give some really cool prizes to, you know, award people for, you know, good behavior. It's kind of a nice incentive.
Yeah, so Surly, 1UP USA, and Bone Trigger so far. And, you know, if any...
Gomez isn't done yet.
Yeah, if any of our sponsors are out there listening and they listen to the show and they want to be part of this, I mean, who wouldn't want to be a part of giving poor kids toys during the holidays?
Absolutely.
You can just contact me at Gomez at fat-bike.com, And look for that post next week. Sean, thanks for coming up with a great idea. As soon as I heard this,
kudos,
I was
man,
like,
for sure.
Bam, we got to do this. So,
thank you.
Let's collect a bunch of toys and spread the joy.
Absolutely.
All right, dude.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
We'll see
ya. You got it. Thank you for your time.
We do have another caller on the line.
Sweet.
Welcome to the show, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, what's up, Sven? It's Evan.
Hey, Evan.
Evan, what's up, my brother?
Uh-oh. Evan just went away.
Bye, Evan.
Bye, Evan. Bye, Evan.
Hey, call back, Evan.
Yeah, call back.
I don't know what happened to Evan. I know Travis is still there. I muted him. I didn't know if Travis was thumping around in the garage opening beer cans or what. But
rummaging through the neighbor's garbage cans.
Yeah, he's back now.
Yeah.
And you know who else is back? Hey, Evan. Evan's back. Was that on me?
No, man, that was probably on me. I was probably trying to turn the volume up, and then I just hung up on you.
Oh, dear.
Nice.
Dear,
see how he treats us? He waits 10 minutes to just hang up. That's dedication.
Welcome to the show, Evan.
Yeah. And I was getting petrol, too, so it's probably not safe to fill up the car. Chitty chat.
Oh, pshaw.
Yeah, you know, there was a thing. Actually, there was a thing on Car Talk about telly. That very thing when I think cell phones were still in boxes. Mm-hmm. They had some lady call in and ask, is it, if you are talking on a cell phone by a gas pump, is it going to blow up? And they're like, no.
It's this.
Maybe. So they were very noncommittal about
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely not. But
it could happen.
So, Evan, have you called to answer the question of the week?
No, I didn't. I called to talk to you, Gomez.
Oh, nice.
I ran into somebody you met who lives in Twin Lakes.
Oh, yeah?
Bike mechanic by the name of Chris.
Oh, yeah, I know that dude.
Well, yeah, he was chitty-chatting me up with Byron over at SLP. And he was saying that he went into his shop and met his boss, and you had quite the encounter.
Oh,
quite the tale.
I am a charmer, aren't I? Yeah.
Remain nameless, but it was a good story. He asked me if I knew Gomez. I'm like, oh yeah, I've heard of that gentleman.
Yeah, I don't think the owner of that shop like bowed and kissed my ring, so I gave him a few syllables. Something like that. Was that how it was told to you?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Don't you know who I am, man?
Hey, I'm coming in here and I'm buying this sealant, man.
Do you know
the least who you I should am, do man? Is, you know, I don't know.
You don't know me? Well, God, sir.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, fantastic! Oh, and I've got no follow up. I got no follow up for Toys for Tots, man.
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's a pretty good one. I don't know if you can really top that.
I still like my idea of the passing of the endo, though.
Well, that could be another facet, a multifaceted tradition. But
I'm having my third freaking ginger diet ginger ale.
I'm keeping my eye on you.
Yeah, Evan.
Yeah, no.
I'm deep.
Yeah, I got a fantastic tradition for you. Right at the back of the pack and hang out for a minute, and it'll be a tradition. I don't know.
Well, that's a good tradition, is that everybody spends some time at the back of the pack hanging out.
I think that's a good tradition. A lot of people try and blast off the front and turn it into a race. It's like, well, most of the fun happens at the back.
A race for DFL.
Yeah.
And then it would be some sort of weird recycling Indian run thing where people in the front are going to the back and people from the back are becoming the front.
That's sounding a lot like a pace line to me.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No pace
Very
line.
Slow, melodic, chaotic.
I've been on a couple like that where it's just like, oh, everyone space out a little bit.
I know. Global
Fat
Just a
little day. Bit. Yeah, no. Everybody space that's out. Everybody's got their room. You need more. You need like ATM space, everybody.
So Julio was bending my ear on the old text machine about he was upset about winter festival happening on Global Fat Bike Day at Kettle, and I was like, "Damn, more power to him, man!"
Just add fat bikes to the mix and stir.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, how does that? negative way.
Uh-oh, your audio's going janky, bro hams.
God damn it, that's because I'm on the middle of fucking nowhere with Johnson right now.
Spoken like a true son of Chicago.
Should we look west and wait for the smoke signals?
Poof, poof, poof. Exactly poof, how many poof. Games do the Cubs have to lose to be out of our hair for the year?
Uh-oh. You see, we started...
Who the fuck are the Cubs?
We started a gang war.
Who the fuck cares? I can appreciate the enthusiasm for the baseball person, but that ain't my fucking cup of tea, man.
But damn it, Marty, they predicted it in Back to the Future 2, and we're on a different timeline where the Cubs are losing in the NLCS. Ah. Well,
yeah, it's yes. Art imitating reality, reality imitating art. Which is it, Marty?
If they win, I call it fixed.
Really?
Wow. We all know it's all, fixed anyway. It's entertainment.
Played.
Dance, yeah, puppets, dance.
Sports entertainment. So, dude, are you going to get up early on Saturday morning and listen to the new episode of Fat Camp with Ken and Andy over there?
Yeah, absolutely. I re-listen to Fat Camp because I can't take it all in at one time.
People love that show. You know what? I think I'm comfortable enough to say I think I love Andy. Andy's my favorite.
After that like six sentence weirdness that you just spelt it out before, I'm sure you're that's a simple one.
Six sentence. What are you talking about? I was making perfect sense. Till right. James started jangling on that damn guitar, and it blew my mind, man.
I don't know what any of you people are talking about right now.
All right.
Oh, my God. I'm operating a motor vehicle right now. I will not be on your level.
So are you going to call in and talk about Sam's Clench next week? It's our question.
Sure.
The question is, what would you do if you met Sam Squanch, and why? Why? No, what would you do if you met Sam Squanch? My question would be like, are you a girl Sam Squanch? Are you a boy Sam Squanch? I would want to sex the Sam Squanch. How about you? Come on. Oh,
what's next week's question?
Next week's question. Well, let's just stop you right there and say.
I would give him a bike. I don't know.
Well, you would give him your bike.
He would just take it.
Ride.
We have to go for a ride, Evan, and you have to ride this commando. Oh, yeah.
You have to ride this. This is where grammar and inflection works very good. You have to ride this commando, or you have to ride this
commando.
You have to ride this commando. Now, there's a bike. Called a commando.
I'm going to have to edit this commando.
Yeah, you're going to have to ride this commando. You're just going to have to.
You're going to flip, dude. Chicken Lovin's over there snorting.
I got to cruise out there one of these days. I got to meet JK. He seems like an interesting individual.
Yes, you know, don't you guys ride on Wednesday nights or something, though?
I ride whenever I can.
Me too. But don't you have like a regular, what's your little group called?
No, there's no regular.
No?
There's no regular group. It's the usual suspects.
The usual suspects.
It's the unusual suspects.
Unusual suspects. All right. Well, someday you'll have to bust away from them and come to the big city.
It was just me and Mr. Byron.
Oh, yeah?
Fine evening doing some... the night riding at Silver Lake. It was fucking awesome, man.
Oh, yeah, the trails are just...
Some of the new stuff. Stuff they cut in is pretty sweet.
Yeah, they just keep on adding great stuff. Well, listen, we're going to wrap this up. So you keep it real, and we're going to move right on and say thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Surly makes bikes and parks that don't suck. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Join us next week when the question of the week is, what would you do if you saw a damn Sam Squanch?
Plus, you can call in and pimp your local fat bike race. It's a good opportunity for you to throw down the gauntlet and get your friends to come out and join the fun.
Call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night. Leave us a message. You know, that's the perfect opportunity to throw down the gauntlet on one of those messages. Be like, Gomez, you're a fat ass. I could beat you with one arm tied behind my back. And then
again,
we race. And I do the tying.
And don't forget that it's the time of year to post your rides, races, gatherings, demos, Sam Squanch sightings, all that type of stuff on our event calendar. There will be a link to that in the show notes.
Somebody should check that now and again.
Yeah. It might take a day or two to get your event approved by the button-pushing approval people.
Indeed. And see those two sexy bastards at the bottom of our show notes? That's Ken and Andy. Be sure to tune in tomorrow and listen to the new episode of Fat Camp with Ken and Andy chewing the fat with a gaggle of truck engineers about bikes and science.
No to Shatner. A gaggle of Trek engineers about bikes and science. As Shatner, say bye.
Yeah.
Adios, amigos.
We're done.
Go have some fun.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.